Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Jody set us up to this, said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'd like for you to call and mess with my husband, Dan, for his birthday.
All right.
He manages a plumbing company in town, and I'm thinking you could come up with something good.
Yeah,
thanks.
So Robert Hassenpepper has to call Dan, well, because he has a plumbing issue, right?
Sure.
But he suspects one of his employees may have caused it.
Uh-oh.
It's a phone tap.
Hello. Plumbing and heating.
Hi, the name's Robert Hassenpepper. You actually had a guy to my place the other day to install a new shower, and I need to talk to you about that.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for your business. I hope you're happy with the work we did on the shower.
Well, no, the shower's not the issue. That works great. You did a great job on that. Problems with the toilet next to the shower.
Uh-oh.
Ever since your guy left, it's been clogged. And I mean really clogged.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I don't have your paperwork in front of me at the moment, but do you happen to remember the name of the plumber that we sent over?
No. Here's the thing. I wasn't here when he was working. Let him in, do the shower. Then I had to leave for work. But I know the toilet was working fine when I left. Then when I came home later, it was clogged.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, without knowing the specifics of the plumbing in your house, it just seems unlikely that any work you did on the shower would affect the toilet, you know, like that. You're sure it was working before?
Of course I'm sure. Look, maybe I'm not being clear enough. You know what I think happened? I think your guy decided to relieve himself, left me with a real log jam down there.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right. Well, wait. Let's just wait a second. Let's not jump to conclusions just yet. I mean, my employees always avoid using the product's facilities whenever possible. And if he did, I highly doubt he would have left it with the clock.
Oh, he most certainly took a big old hairy dump.
Oh, gosh.
And do I need to get in there and collect a DNA sample that proves it was your guy?
No, that, sir, that won't be necessary. Let's not dwell on how this happened, okay? I'll have someone out to your house for the end of the day, and we'll...
Well, I better not be paying for this either. Who knows what's stuck in my drain?
Uh-oh.
What'd that guy eat for breakfast anyway? I've been spraying hairspray.
There'll be no charge for fixing the toilet. I can send someone out right away.
Well, I want a different guy. Don't send me Poopy McPooperson back here again.
yes, fine. I'll send a different plumber for you. Can I have your address?
Well, right now, I'm here at the radio station.
What? What? I thought you said this was for your home, right?
I did. Dan, hey, it's Ben Davis. And what I meant to say was this is a phone tap, and your wife set you up for a little phone tap in honor of your birthday.
Really? I have no idea
that. Yep, say hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Oh, man, that was good. That was pretty good. Man, Jody has had me listen to these things before.
Yeah.
I never thought you'd be able to get me, man.
Welcome to it.
Well,
today's your day.
When Poopy McPooperson arrives at my house, I mean...